Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. Thanks for taking some time on this Friday to listen in. Last Sunday, we began a new series called The Ascent, and it's in this series we're looking at five times where God calls people to ascend, to climb the mountain for the purpose of provision. And we're going to see that in these high altitude moments, God moved in people instead of moving the mountains. That God didn't as much change their circumstances for these people as much as he changed the people for the circumstances. And this week we looked at Abraham's experience on Mount Moriah, where God asked him to sacrifice his one and only son. And in regards to this account in Genesis 22, I recently came across a quote from another pastor regarding Abraham's faith and this experience here. The pastor said this: "Our faith is not really tested until God asks us to bear what seems unbearable, to do what seems unreasonable, and to expect what seems impossible." That's a powerful statement. And one, if I'm honest, scares the living daylights out of me and excites me at the same time. Because I don't know about you, but I'm scared to death to be tested with the unbearable and the unreasonable. But that quote also excites me because I want to see, I want to expect, and I want to experience God doing the impossible. And I think that's one of the amazing things we see in the story of Abraham and Isaac, that in the midst of the unbearable and the unreasonable, Abraham and Isaac experience God providing and doing what seems impossible. Now, I know this story is familiar to many of us who've been in church for a long time, but here's just a quick recap, right? God promises that a great nation will be established through Abraham, that it will begin through Abraham's son. And Abraham is married to Sarah. However, Abraham and Sarah couldn't have children. Both Abraham and Sarah were pushing 100 years old, but God delivered on his promise, and they had a son, Isaac, who was born. Years later, God tests Abraham and asks him to sacrifice Isaac. And Abraham takes Isaac up to Mount Moriah. And in verse 6 of Genesis 22, we read that Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and he laid it on Isaac, his son. And he took it in his hand and the fire and the knife. So they went, both of them, together. And Isaac said to his father, Abraham, "My father?" And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide. God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. They get to their location. Isaac lays on the wood. Abraham raises the knife. And in that moment, the angel of the Lord calls out and tells Abraham to stop. Abraham looks up and he sees a ram caught in the bushes that God has provided for the sacrifice. And in verse 13, it says, Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. So here we have Abraham and Isaac in this unbearable and almost unreasonable account. And God shows up and provides. And in God's provision, Abraham learns a new name for God, Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide, which is what Abraham appropriately names this mountaintop place. Notice that Abraham didn't name this place in reference to what he experienced. He didn't name it Mount Trial or Mount Test or Mount Agony or Mount Obedience. Instead, he named it in reference to what God did. He named it Mount Provision. He named it Mount Provide. And the word provide means to supply what's needed. It means to give sustenance or support. And the word provide is a combo Latin word where pro means forward or on behalf of, and vide means to see. And this account of Abraham and Isaac shows us many things, but one of the most profound, applicable, relevant, and encouraging things it shows us is that God does not simply see as a passive bystander. That God is never merely an observer. Rather, whatever God or wherever God is looking, God is acting. That God's provision does not merely mean his seeing, but rather his seeing too. That when God sees something, he sees to it. So, I know there are many of us who have and are right now walking through the unbearable and the unreasonable. I pray today that Abraham's story encourages you, that God would strengthen you, that you would lean into God today, that you would walk by faith today, that you would see God's activity in your life, that you would even see God do the impossible in the midst of the unbearable and the unreasonable. And even if God doesn't move the mountain in your life, that you, that I, would experience Him moving us through His amazing provision. And even if the only provision we ever receive is what God gave us through Jesus Christ on the cross, may it be enough to carry us through and carry us on. Let's pray together. God, thankful today that you are a God who sees us, that you're an active God, that you're not only a God who just sees us, but you're a God who provides for us. As we face the mountains in our lives, we understand that you are able to move those mountains. But help us also to realize, more importantly, that we need you to move in us. Move us to be more like Jesus. Move us to glorify your name regardless of the circumstances. Move us to be your people, seeing your activity for the sake of the gospel in order to reach the world around us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.